mama eh, mama eh, oh yeah.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you. But later on today, I'll be talking to Ambassador Alhaji Bunduwuri from Sierra Leone, and he's going to be my guest. And he says, I want to be the next president of Sierra Leone. Wow. Well, we're going to see what he has got for the entertainment industry out there. So stay tuned for that and don't go away. Let's start off today right now with Betapikin and the remix by Harry Song of Nigeria featuring Tufan of Togo. And right after that, Sembela by Skata of Uganda and Oba by Trigmatic featuring Earl of Ghana. But Betapikin right now, the remix by Harry Song of Nigeria featuring Tufan of Togo.
C'est que le début, hein. kona we situka nawe na usituka we kutuka nawe na kutuka tinda ko we kona nawe na kona we situka nawe na usituka we kutuka nawe na kutuka la beti wala jino chepa kachira woza wane wale wate taga kambete wale ate taga tinda light is back and get tala chipi sa mama so kenti dani tiga no kuja chipi sa mama so chila beti na maso
Friday, if you give me gaba, I go scatter the place. The faster the tempo, the faster the pace. No matter your shape, wind at your waist. If you the shy, make you cover your face. No matter the case, we be the boy them with a big tune. Come mash up the place. This is a big man thing. Yeah, ELM Trigmatic.
I'm harder than a tear, this a king family. Me in here, call up who you ain't jeans family. I be sick, call it, who said no, they fee check me. I be wait for your mother, make she come serve me. And I like, kulu, kulu, yeah, kulu, sha. Who you call, ole, lo, ne, sha. Be the brother, where your mother go, they will serve your father. But I want to know for mother, cause I never be your father.
They go to mother, tell it. Shoki, I don't go far, no, they. They go to mother, tell it. In a la, chuko, bono,
Uganda, Uganda, you drive a Buzanga, Yolanda, Amanda. I'm taking your number. Remember you when I go to for December. You ponder what you say, and then I will say, para.
When I lay, and I lay, you lie. Me and you go die.
Hey, yo, fake man, them, I never help them out. Lock them up, I know we bail them out. Gone are the days when I held them down. When we in the building, the girls, them out.
In all to my tatale, Shoki, I don't do fan, what they get. In all to my tatale, Bambara, keka, go.
In a la chuko, bonoba.
Coming to you from the African beat on the Voice of America, Oba, by Trigmatic, featuring EL from Ghana. And before that, Sembela by Skata of Uganda, and Beta Pikin in the remix by Harry Song of Nigeria, featuring Tufan of Togo. You are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Don't forget to join me and my guest, Ambassador Bondwuri, later on the show. I'll be right back with more music.
my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African beat on The Voice of America. Music from Rwanda this time. Manny Martin and Valentino. And right after that, I Wanna Marry You, the son of Sultan Clinton of South Sudan. This is a very beautiful piece of music and I dedicate it to all my friends out there in Juba, South Sudan. And then we take a trip to Tanzania with the Artist of the Year from the just concluded NAFCA Awards in Los Angeles, California. Diamond Platinum and the Song of the Year is Nana. Beautiful time. But let's go to the top right now with Valentino by Manny Martin of Rwanda.
Every day, money, every day, money, money.
Pastor P, respect,
every day.
I'm going over you, I'm being driving insane. Nobody knows that because of your power. I can love you more, I'm loving you every hour.
I could be your Valentine, no, for every day, every day.
African beats.
Brother, when you find a special woman, make her simple.
Mm-hmm.
happy marriage. Vision 3 Records, Sultan Kingston.
Hello to my dear friend Eugene Selam Owusu of the University of Ghana. As you always listen to the African beat straight from the heart of the university, I want to wish you all the best today. And so this track is going out to you. Enjoy yourself and all your friends around you. Eugene Selam Owusu from the University of Ghana. Nana is the African Song of the Year, and Diamond Platinum, the artist, is the African Artist of the Year from the just-concluded African Oscars held here in the United States of America. He hails from Tanzania. Thank you very much, Diamond Platinum. Beautiful music. And before that, I Want to Marry You, Sultan Clinton from South Sudan. And at the top was Valentino by Manny Martin of Rwanda. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful music coming to you, and we broadcast Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guests, so don't go away. If you are doing music or arts in Sierra Leone, then I want you to listen to this next interview very, very keenly, because this is all about you. I'm David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
African beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right, it's so good to be around again, and this is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington. Today I've got Ambassador Umaru Wuri from Sierra Leone. Welcome to The African Beat, Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
Now, let me just tell you a little bit out there about this great man. Ambassador Alhaji Umaru Bundu Wuri, affectionately known as Bond Wuri, is a symbol of respectability and stature throughout Sierra Leone. His extraordinary popularity cuts across political, tribal, and religious lines. And his record of achievement for his country has been recognized nationally and internationally. Can you just expand on that a little bit, Ambassador Wuri? In your own words, who are you?
Thank you very much, David.
I am Ambassador Umar Bunduwuri, as you said, commonly known as Bunduwuri. I have been in service for my country ever since I left college, and I came from a working class, which made me realize the importance of the honorary person, that you are no better than the honorary person. Because of that, from boys' school also, I was taught colorblind, tribal blind, because there you only know that you are a boys' school boy. You don't know tribe. I also grew up in a family where respectability for the poor, for the rich, are equal. I have served in the government of Sierra Leone for so many years, started as a geologist when I first served in the government of Sierra Leone. From there, I was seconded to Mabosi project in Mile 91, an agricultural project. There was a crisis with the Mabosi project. Again, I was asked by the government to go to correct the situation in Mabosi, because there, every year, there was a major strike. And since I got there, until I left there, there was never a strike, because I was able to deal with the ordinary man who was a harvester. Having a cutlass in their hand, every morning I go with them to the field and come back with them in the evening. That way, they realize that this is not a boss, but it's a colleague.
He's a colleague. I like that. I like that one. He's not a boss,
yes,
but he's a colleague. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. You are vying for the flag bearership of the opposition in Sierra Leone, and that is the Sierra Leone People's Party.
Correct.
If you get that flag bearership and you go for president, what should the lay people be expecting of somebody like you?
First, they will expect that this man who has come as president come from a level that understands the poorest of the poor, because I have served those people in every capacity you can think of. As I just told you earlier, I have been in the field myself. I walk on foot to go to work. I leave the vehicle and make sure that other people realize, yes, working hard is the way to go forward. And that is why I believe if I become president, those people will be looked after. Be you a musician, be you an MPT, be you whatever, I have you in mind.
Well, now you started coming to where I was going to come to. Be you a musician or whoever you are. All right. Well, let's take a piece of music now. And this one is My Lovely Elizabeth. I'm playing this one because I know you remember those days,
sure,
of Suleiman Iroji. But this is the remix done by his son, Roger Rogers, based in California, USA. And he says,
My Lovely Elizabeth. To hang my head and cry for my love, Elizabeth. Some people say there are many girls that are really crazy after me, but I'm not interested in any. Sit, my lovely Elizabeth, my sweet Elizabeth. See, my lovely Elizabeth. To hang my head and cry for my lovely Elizabeth. Some people say there are many girls that are really crazy after me, but I'm not interested in any. Sit my lovely Elizabeth, my sweet Elizabeth.
Yes, wonderful music. I know you remember those days when you used to do the foxtrot and all this stuff.
I remember them. Definitely. I remember them.
All right. Yes. But you know, you touched on my little area about the entertainment. You talked about musician or music or whatever the person is doing. People who are in that field of entertainment have been neglected for too long. Politicians only need them when they want to use them to either promote their campaigns or other stuff. And at the end of the day, when they become the powerful in the country, they dump these people, looking at them, calling them dropouts. And you know, the layman can be walking on the street and as if they are not important. So if you have this opportunity to serve your country and to serve your people, so what would somebody like you do to make sure these people feel important, feel part of the country that they're living in?
What I'll do first and foremost, the culture ministry should have somebody who understands the culture. I should put somebody there who can encourage these musicians to be very much independent, to be able to be productive. And also we try to provide an amphitheater where these people can go and practice, where these people can go and work. We don't have one. This is an area we have to work on very seriously so that these people will continue to improve themselves. Because when they have that amphitheater, which is available to them, with necessary equipment, it will help them to develop themselves better than what they are doing now.
And that will even create jobs.
That will create jobs as well. And that's what I intend to do. You know, making sure that culture becomes part of us. And when it is part of us, then we deal with it. When we deal with it, we have the people who understand it to be there.
Wow. Well, that sounds good. I'm sure they're listening to you right now and they're going to hold you to that.
Let them hold me to that. That's why I'm saying it.
All right. This is the African Beat. And today we are mixing the music with a little bit of politics there. And we want to see what the politicians would do for the entertainment industry when it comes to that. And my guest today is Honorable Ambassador Umaru Bundu Wuri, popularly known as Bond Wuri, who has worked in different areas in Sierra Leone and even out of Sierra Leone. And he's my guest today. He's in Washington, D.C., and he stopped by. And definitely, we cannot let him go without talking to him. You know, Ambassador, why do you think the people should trust somebody like you who has been working with the governments, subsequent governments that have come and gone. You've worked with all of them. And in as much as you were giving us your track record, but why do you think they should trust you now to give you their country to run?
They should trust me because I have proved myself to be a trustworthy person. My track record is very clear on that. Serving three different governments in African setting, it is not a pleasure of the government to just leave you there. They leave you there because you are doing what is good for the country and not for good for yourself and for the people. You are doing something that is bringing benefit to the government. Because when you realize, ambassadors normally are the first casualties when the government changes in Africa. And in my own case, it hasn't been that way. Simply because I put my country first. I sacrifice myself. I sacrifice what I should get, but it goes to the country. I mean, there are so many instances. I give an example. In Nigeria, which was my first station, when I was there, the war broke out. I realized that we don't have that mighty army to fight the war. We don't have the ammunition, the firepower to fight the war. What did I do? I approached Babangida, who was president, and Sani Abacha to help us in Sierra Leone. And I was able to convince them to do so.
All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's take another piece of music now. We'll come back and talk to the ambassador finally about the present day Sierra Leone and what is happening there. And so we take a sound now from Hannah Mariama Williams, and she calls this one Why You Like Me So. Beautiful piece of music. Let's enjoy it.
Je sais pas. Afwe bien bien.
Why You Like Me So, Hannah Marema Williams from Sierra Leone. Let's look at a little bit of what just happened. I know you are here on a different mission, but some people are saying this is not right, that hey, the Constitution has been violated by removing the Vice President. But now, the judiciary has just ruled that the President has the right to do it. And do you think the judiciary should be trusted now with a decision like that?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I cannot really define what is within the Constitution. They know it better than myself. But I think the way the people have been talking, the way people have been writing, analyzing this issue, I think they could have taken another decision.
And so in a situation like that, with what happened to the elected vice president, if you were president, what would you have done differently?
I wouldn't have taken this action that bring in this misunderstanding that people are saying it was wrong. So many of them saying that. I think the idea of what President Kaba did would have been the best. At the end of the term, to which both of you are elected, you said, no, I'm not going to take you again as my running mate. I'll take somebody else. That way, the mandate both of you had at that time has expired. And nobody could have complained if you have done that. And that's what I think. If it happens, I hope it doesn't happen, I will take that action in trying to make sure that I don't bring the kind of misunderstanding that occur. I would have taken an action, would make it that everybody know this man or this woman who is my vice president is no longer with me, is no longer going to run with me. I'll bring somebody else to run with me. Mm. I think if you do that, then you would have dispelled all these arguments, this acronymy that is going on, things that have happened, they wouldn't have happened. And many people were saying it, that there was a possibility on the second term to do it. That's what Idan Kaba did. And I think I'll follow that method because
you follow that method.
It is a better way.
Okay. And now, you know, a lot of people that you are expecting to be on your side will be listening to you right now.
Sure.
So what will be your message to them? You know, what would you tell them? Why are you running? Why do you want to be the president? So what would you tell them that will convince them that, hey, put me in there?
Well, I can tell them that I have done things that this country benefited a lot. You can see there, even my government awarded me the commander of the Order of the Republic of Sierra Leone. And the Order of Malta gave me Grand Commander of the Order of Malta. And the government of Italy made me Knight of the Republic of Italy. Those are all examples to show you that this is a trustworthy person that I think we can trust in. Because if you put him there with this kind of trust existing outside Sierra Leone, he would be a person that can help us. And I have also been a person who has served in very different capacities, which none of my colleagues, I would say, had. I serve, as I say, in the civil service of Sierra Leone, both the professional and the administrative side, up to the position of Director General of Foreign Ministry and Development Secretary, after being a permanent secretary, senior level in the civil service. One of the longest serving ambassadors for Sierra Leone, as I just said, serving three different governments, a very rare thing in African setting. So you can see that I have done something my country should be proud of. Bumbuna, we don't owe anything on Bumbuna as far as the Italian government goes, because I asked them to write off all the loans on Bumbuna, and I asked them for a grant, which they gave us to finish Bumbuna.
And it's still not finished. That's another story for another day. Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador.
You're most welcome.
Thanks for being my wonderful guest today.
You're most
welcome. On the African beat. Well, it's good to have knowledge. You know, when you're out there, it's good to have knowledge. It's good to know exactly what is going on around you. And so with the African beat, we're bringing the music and we bring in people who have knowledge to tell you exactly about what is going on. I'm David Vandy, and don't go away. I'll be back with more music. This is your super show, broadcasting from Washington, D.C.
Hello, my name is Betty Miner from Kenya. You're listening to The African Beat with David Vande on The Voice of America.
Now we're back to music. Wow, let's take a song by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo featuring T-Rex and Mr. Independent. This is Crazy. And then Bane by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. And we climax today with Benedict Tal by Amdiab of Egypt. But Crazy right now by Awilo Longomba from the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring T-Rex and Mr. Independent. Good music. Yeah!
Yeah! Willa Longumba, Jum, le propriétaire de tous les dossiers.
Crazy,
T-Rex. You make me crazy.
Crazy.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
African beats. African beats. African beats.
Benedictal by Amdiab of Egypt. Before that, Bane by Oliver Ngoma, and at the top was Crazy by Awilo Longomba from the Democratic Republic of Congo with Mr. T and Mr. Independent. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Let me see.